You're now in tune to Convos with Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful day. Yeah. First of all, I want to start off by shouting out all of my loyal supporters. Shouting out everybody that's been supporting me on this journey. Also, to everyone that's been reaching out via social media, in the DM, in the inbox, just wanting to know about this excitement that surrounds Convos. I appreciate it. All my sponsors, even those that aren't, that I'm not sponsored by. You see these? I'm not sponsored by them. However, I believe in the product and I'm moving like that. But you know who I am sponsored by? Yes, House of Kush. That's right, House of Kush. Go ahead, check out the new article featuring yours truly on the website at houseofkush.co. All right, let's get down to business. Let's get down to brass tacks. This episode of Convos is entitled Stand Firm. Y'all know I like to leave a little bit of room, you know, after I say the title. But it is Stand Firm. What does that mean? Stand firm. Well, that means to stand firm, stand still, in other words. What do I mean by stand firm? I mean stand firm on the decisions that you make. Stand on it. Don't be wavered. You know, don't be scared. Stand by what you say. Stand by what you do. Yeah. When I say that, I'm not just saying it just to be saying it so, you know, it sounds good. I'm saying it from experience. Everything that I talk about on this show is from experience. Yeah. Side note, before I continue on with the rest of the episode, I want to point this out. I do things different. I move different. I don't move to the same beat of the same drum that everyone else does. I'm an individual, like most of you are. And I say most because people don't recognize their individuality. People don't recognize their own power, the power in being yourself. So that's me, unapologetically. That is me. I am myself at all times. I stand firm on what I say at all times. I don't shake. I don't change my mind. I don't falter. I don't waver. I'm not indecisive. These are things about me.
Oh, why hello. Yes, you know who you've reached. This is me, moi. This face. Live, right here. Knife Wonder Magazine. You want your copy? Go to Blaze Hunter, KnifeWonder.com.
Four ways of staying firm. And you can see how important this was to me because I jotted these down in my notes. I wanted to cover these. But four ways. As I said, stand firm on the decisions that you make. Where does that start? the decisions that you make for your life. You got to look in the mirror and you got to see that reflection looking back at you. And you have to know that first and foremost, it's all about me.
The wordsmith, he'll catch that.
It's all about me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all about you. It starts with you. Yeah. Guess what? Here's something that people don't really take into account. How can you be the best version for everybody else and you're not the best version for yourself? Meaning, you haven't searched inside yourself. You haven't gotten comfortable with who you are to know your purpose, to know how to function, and to know how to execute that shit. It starts with us. It starts with me. It starts with you standing firm on the decisions for your life. Guess what? Nobody has the rules. Ain't no rule book to this. Fuck that. There's no rules. You have to know what works for you, and you have to stand on it. That first key was for your life. Stand firm. Second, and I put it second because it kind of goes hand in hand with your life. It's your career. Yeah. Your career. You have to figure out what you want first. What you want to do. What do you want to do with your life? You have to figure that out. Once you figure that out, you got to follow through with that shit. Whatever it is. And sometimes, people, it's not one thing. Yes, you don't have to be just great at one thing. You can be great at a hell of a lot of things, a plethora of things. You can be great at it. There's nothing wrong with that. But start with one thing first, perfect it, and then move to the next one. Everybody don't have it all together to know where their career is, right? I know so many people that have attended college, went to college, came up as a child, kind of figuring out, kind of knowing what they wanted to do, was lucky enough, fortunate enough, blessed enough, smart enough to take their smarts of what they learned academically, apply it, and go to college. And then what I found out from most of my friends that attended college, I didn't attend college, but what I found out from most of my friends that did attend college during that time is that was the hardest time for them to figure out. Before they went to college, they knew what they wanted to do. They had it all planned out. When they got to college, they became indecisive. I'm talking about the majority of people I knew. You may know some of the same people. You got to college and they tricked y'all. Had y'all messed up. Had you rethinking your career. I commend those that had a plan, stood with it, and through hell, high water, went to college, made that shit happen, graduated. Shout out, Rich. Yeah. Graduated. Made it. Now it's time to apply and execute. We'll be right back. stand firm on your career. Everyone is not a basketball player, a football player, a doctor, a lawyer, hell, a judge, a teacher, a musician, an entertainer. Hell, everyone isn't made to be an entrepreneur. That's the reality of it. That's right. It's not made for everyone. It's not. That is the reality. So you have to stand firm on your career choice. What you want to do. Figure out what you want to do. Stand in that no matter what. No matter who believes in you, who doesn't. Stand firm in your career. Because only you know where it'll take you. Man, it's getting good. Number three. And this is the one where I know I might get some in the DM. I might get some in the comments, some backlash, but I want to privy this by saying I don't give a shit what you think and how you feel about what I'm about to say. Because as I say, everything I tell you, it comes from experience. Hopefully from my experiences, the people that listen and hear me, hopefully it triggers something in you. Because 9 times out of 10, you've probably gone through it or are going through it. So, number three, the third key in standing firm in a decision that you make is when it comes to your family. Yeah. That's right. You got to set boundaries. Sometimes your family will be detrimental to your dreams. That's sad to say. But it's the honest to God truth. Sometimes it be your own family. Yeah. You know what I mean. You have a dream. You take it to them. You got the plan. You know what it is. You take it to them. You share this because you think that they, because they're your family and because they are biologically supposed to love you, maybe even support you, you know, because we all don't get the support we we need, but that's what they're supposed to do. And they just shut your dreams down. They just shut you. Oh, you can't do it. Why would you want to do that? Oh, you can't do that. Oh, I don't think you should do that. Oh, well, I really think you should just go off and do this. Oh, well, what I think is, well, I don't think I, you know what that is? Projection. Here, take this down. Do not allow anyone to project their fears on you. Sad to say that most of the people that do that is in your own family. And it gets to you and it hurts you when it's from your own family, because you know that it's not supposed to be that way. So you have to set the right boundaries. You have to keep your energy. You have to stay centered in your goals and in your focus on what you want to be able to execute. Sometimes that may mean cutting people off. Sometimes that may mean not picking up the phone. Sometimes that may mean not showing up to family functions. Sometimes that may mean just staying in your own solitude until you figure it out for yourself. Don't worry. It's no hard feelings. And if they really love you, they'll understand. And guess what? When you do it, when you accomplish it, you don't have to go back and say, I told you so, or anything like that. You just continue to show and prove. And hopefully, you can not only change the minds of your family, but the minds of anybody that doubts you. It's that simple. So like I said, stand firm in your decisions, in all the decisions that you make. I started with your life. Number two was stand firm in decisions for your career. Number three, it was stand firm when it comes to your family. Meaning, set the proper boundaries. And the last one that I'm going to talk about is standing firm in your faith. Yeah. Now, when I say stand firm in your faith, again, I'm speaking for me. I, just a little bit of a backstory. When I was a young man, I grew up in the church. Yeah. I grew up in the church. I grew up singing in the choir, doing recitals, dance recitals at church. Yes, I used to praise dance, all of that. And it was really at the behest of my mother, what my mother was taught, what she was used to. And there's this saying amongst our community and amongst other families, a family that prays together, stays together. If you're under my house and my roof, you will serve the Lord. Yeah, that's. that was prevalent. That was on point. I came up that way. It wasn't until I got older and became a man and developed a relationship with my creator for myself outside of the boundaries of what church is, what church seems to be, because everybody has this thing twisted. They think church is a place where you can come and praise God and save souls and sing and glorify and all of this stuff. And it's supposed to be that. But in actuality, church is a business. Yeah. When you realize that, you move a little different. You think a little different. Come to find out, everything that I was taught as a child was a lie. It was rooted in a lie. Guess what that forced me to do? That forced me to stand firm in my faith. Because had I not believed in the Creator, had I not believed that God is, had I not believed for myself, not from what any preacher that's getting money from myself, my family, and every other member in the church and not putting back into the community or helping those in need, really listening to someone else's opinion of what God has for me based on your interpretation, what you get out of a Bible or, you know, XYZ. That doesn't matter to me. That doesn't move me. God is in us all. God speaks to us all. It's just your ears have to be open to hear. And when you realize that, when you see what everything is and you know what this world is and you know how to move, you better have faith in something and you better stand firm in it. I'm pretty sure I'll elaborate on what I just told you because it's a mind blower. But hopefully, with you standing firm in decisions you make for your life, your career, standing firm in setting boundaries with your family, and standing firm in your faith, you should have no problem believing in yourself wholeheartedly that you can accomplish anything. And with that belief and the work that you put in, I believe you'll accomplish your goals. I really do. So stand firm. Don't shake. Don't waver. Don't backpedal. Chin up, chest out. And remember, you got this. I'm a living witness. Trust me. Thank you for taking the time to listen, for taking the time to pull me up on your screens. Thank you for taking the time to just vibe with me, even if it's for a few seconds. Hopefully you got something from everything that I said here today. I say it every time. That is my goal. That someone gets something from what I say. Thank you. You can follow me on IG, of course, at I Am The Real Mr. Cooper. You can follow me on Twitter where I talk my shit all the time. And I also call out a lot of companies and stuff like that. You can get a lot of things done on Twitter. Anyway, Twitter at The Real Mr. Cooper. Follow me. Talk to me. I talk back. It's cool. Be sure to catch Convos with Mr. Cooper every Monday right here on YouTube. Mr. Cooper TV is my channel. Also, while it's simultaneously playing on YouTube, you can go directly to our network, the most prestigious network in the land. That is the Signature Series Network at www.signatureseriesnetworktv.com. Again, special shout out to House of Kush. Y'all already know what it is. We'll be in, I do believe we'll be in Arizona. Yeah, we'll be in Arizona February 10th through the 12th for Consumption Park. Listen, I'll have footage and all of that stuff. Make sure y'all go to the IG. You got to watch what's going on IG and the TikTok at The Real Mr. Cooper. You gotta see what's going on in order to stay in tune. That's it. Again, thank y'all for coming through. It's nothing but love. And until next time, this has been another episode of Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper. Let's do it. I don't see nothing wrong. You got it. You got it. I'm about to give you no mercy. No mercy. No mercy. No mercy. First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall, then I let my trunk be, then I let my trunk be. First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall.